at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yeah, we're after the leakers, not the journalists.
That word from the number two official at the Justice Department that reporters who publish leaked information are not likely to face federal prosecution. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was on Fox News yesterday. Bloomington police were called early Saturday after someone tossed an improvised explosive device through a window. About 12 people were gathered for morning prayers at the mosque at the time of the attack, but nobody was injured. The FBI is now leading the investigation, but no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Republican U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is defending his co-sponsorship of a bill that would protect special counsel Robert Mueller as Mueller probes Russian meddling in the last presidential election. Tillis says of the bill he introduced last week with Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
It's a necessary part of just continuing to improve the reputation of independence for the Department of Justice.
Tillis spoke on ABC's This Week saying if Mueller is canned by President Trump, it would be an example of the Justice Department taking another severe hit to its reputation. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway questioning the need for such a bill. She said on ABC's This Week that Trump has not even discussed firing Mueller, though she also said,
the president has said the entire investigation is fabricated, that this is a conclusion in search of evidence. They've come up with nothing. We've been doing this for almost about a year now. And what is there to show for it?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Mike Pence says he is not running for president. The vice president yesterday denying any notion that he's planning to run for the White House in the next election. The former Indiana governor refuting a New York Times article claiming he's already formed a shadow campaign for the 2020 election. He says the report was, quote, disgraceful and offensive. The search continues in northwestern Ohio for an escaped inmate who overpowered a sheriff's deputy and stole his gun on Friday. Brandon Powell was being transported to a county jail from a psychiatric hospital when he got the deputy's gun and fled. Authorities say the rape suspect is armed and very dangerous. If you drive a GM pickup truck, you might now need an update, as Lisa Campbell explains.
Yep, a recall is underway. Almost 700,000 Chevrolet and GM pickup trucks over a steering issue. The 2014 Silverado LD and GMC Sierra LD might have an issue with software that causes a brief loss of electric steering assistance or power steering. Owners of the involved trucks can take them to a dealer for a free software update. You can see if your truck is on the list at safercar.com.
And Starbucks says despite ads that have been circulating online, it's not offering discounts for undocumented immigrants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is wet, mostly cloudy, but really there's 80% chance of precipitation. Thunderstorms are going to continue throughout the day. Today is Monday, it's August 7, 2017. Showers high in the upper 60s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 90%. Cloudy and showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming north after midnight, chance of rain 70%. Clears out, we have mostly sunny skies tomorrow, warmer with highs in the upper 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday. 5 miles an hour winds west in the afternoon. Mostly sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Thursday. Friday the 11th, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 30%. And partly sunny in the afternoon on Saturday, then becoming mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms, highs around 80. Chance of rain 30%. Temperatures in the area. It is 62 in Raritan, 62 in Lebanon, 62 in Frenchtown, 62 in Lambertville, 63 in Phillipsburg, 62 up in Tewksbury, and 62 over in Bedminster. It's 62 all around. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 40.
At www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You know, we're after the leakers, not the journalists.
That word from the number two official at the Justice Department that reporters who publish leaked information are not likely to face federal prosecution. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was on Fox News yesterday. Bloomington police were called early Saturday after someone tossed an improvised explosive device through a window. About 12 people were gathered for morning prayers at the mosque at the time of the attack, but nobody was injured. The FBI is now leading the investigation, but no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Republican U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is defending his co-sponsorship of a bill that would protect special counsel Robert Mueller as Mueller probes Russian meddling in the last presidential election. Tillis says of the bill he introduced last week with Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
It's a necessary part of just continuing to improve the reputation of independence for the Department of Justice.
Tillis spoke on ABC's This Week saying if Mueller is canned by President Trump, it would be an example of the Justice Department taking another severe hit to its reputation. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway questioning the need for such a bill. She said on ABC's This Week that Trump has not even discussed firing Mueller, though she also said,
the president has said the entire investigation is fabricated, that this is a conclusion in search of evidence. They've come up with nothing. We've been doing this for almost about a year now. And what is there to show for it?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Mike Pence says he is not running for president. The vice president yesterday denying any notion that he's planning to run for the White House in the next election. The former Indiana governor refuting a New York Times article claiming he's already formed a shadow campaign for the 2020 election. He says the report was, quote, disgraceful and offensive. The search continues in northwestern Ohio for an escaped inmate who overpowered a sheriff's deputy and stole his gun on Friday. Brandon Powell was being transported to a county jail from a psychiatric hospital when he got the deputy's gun and fled. Authorities say the rape suspect is armed and very dangerous. If you drive a GM pickup truck, you might now need an update, as Lisa Campbell explains.
Yep, a recall is underway. Almost 700,000 Chevrolet and GM pickup trucks over a steering issue. The 2014 Silverado LD and GMC Sierra LD might have an issue with software that causes a brief loss of electric steering assistance or power steering. Owners of the involved trucks can take them to a dealer for a free software update. You can see if your truck is on the list at safercar.com.
And Starbucks says despite ads that have been circulating online, it's not offering discounts for undocumented immigrants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is wet, mostly cloudy, but really there's 80% chance of precipitation. Thunderstorms are going to continue throughout the day. Today is Monday. It's August 7, 2017. Showers high in the upper 60s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Cloudy and showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming north after midnight, chance of rain 70%. clears out. We have mostly sunny skies tomorrow, warmer with highs in the upper 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday. 5 miles an hour winds west in the afternoon. Mostly sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Thursday. Friday the 11th, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 30%. And partly sunny in the afternoon on Saturday, then becoming mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms, highs around 80. Chance of rain 30%. Temperatures in the area. It is 62 in Raritan, 62 in Lebanon, 62 in Frenchtown, 62 in Lambertville, 63 in Phillipsburg, 62 up in Tewksbury, and 62 over in Bedminster. It's 62 all around. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunchimber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Pixie here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by the Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. I want you back, Bananarama. Jackie O'Sullivan, part of that group, has a birthday today. Number one single in 1991. That would be 16 years ago today. All right, it is Monday, and it's wet, it's ugly. It's just going to be today, though, so gonna have to bear with it. I would tell you that we need it, but I really can't think I can say that with a straight face. We've been having it rain like this for quite some time. It is 13 after the hour. I gotta get you traffic, and with the weather the way it is, drive a little bit further behind the car in front of you and prepare to stop just in case. H-A-R-T, TV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send the alerts via email. You can pick and choose the alerts that you want. Highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. Congestion on 78 westbound. How about that? A little bit of a turnaround. It's in Union 52, exit 52, Union Garden State Parkway. To exit 49 Springfield Avenue, heavy delays due to volume. Came out at 6:45 this morning. And earlier this morning over in Bedminster, Rattlesnake Bridge Road, exit 29, delays due to volume as well. So you're stuck either way. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchimber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingShipper.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We don't have Michelle Heide this week. So I'll be doing the investment update this morning. And then we have Al War, Business with Al at 8:40 to talk about three or four businesses or events that he's talked to in preparation for an article that he usually writes and has posted on Thursday on the Hunter County Democrat and on NJ.com. So we'll talk with Al all about that and anything else that comes to our mind. At 10 o'clock, the Prez, Chris Phelan, comes on in. Chamber in Action, where Chris gives you insight into the global affairs of the Chamber of Commerce and business in general in Harnett County. Lots of great things happening in the very near future, including the Hall of Fame, the inaugural dinner of the Hall of Fame. It's going to happen on September 14th over at the Ryland Inn. So the Prez will be in here from 10 to 11. I sit in the co-pilot seat, and we talk all about those types of things. I know the Prez has got somebody coming on in. I will find out who that is in just a little bit. Chef Bill is on from 11 to 12. Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's. He's the executive chef over there and brings recipes and advice about how to cook your best. And he also teaches classes over at Hunter County Polytech. So a great way for you to get an understanding of the behind the scenes of running a kitchen. And whether that's for a restaurant or just for your home. At noon, it's Get Healthy Hunterin'. Dr. Ron Miola from Nutrimost comes over here and brings all sorts of topics about being healthy and getting healthy. And so he does that from noon to 1. 2 o'clock, it's the award-winning Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright is here, and he talks about brain injuries, brain illness, and how to help people with it. The support of it from NAMI of Hunterdon, followed by the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. They're on from 3 to 4. People, places, and programs going on at the Hunterdon Medical Center to learn about the latest of what's happening in there. Hot in Hunterdon with Georgine Trinkle talks about the news, the latest news that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. She brings on some great folks to highlight that. And we round out the day with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown brings some great guests on to talk all about what's happening in Hunterdon, but all the people she's come across that are just unique and fascinating. That's part of Celebration of a Lifetime, as Ruth Ann does the work that she does with all the folks out there. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingShipper.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. Our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment, right after these messages. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site.
affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Interpol. Help me with brownalex.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It is Children's Eye Health and Safety Month, Child Support Awareness Month, Children's Vision and Learning Month. Get ready for Kindergarten Month. You got 3 weeks. I hear there's, well, it's not preschool. There's, they got to let you in. Happiness Happens Week, Month. Motorsports Awareness Month, National Breastfeeding Month, National Catfish Month, National Crayon Collection Month, National Goat Cheese Month, National Immunization Awareness Month, National Panini Month, National Minority Donor Awareness Month, and National Read a Romance Month. We're finishing up International Clown Week, National Minority Donor Awareness Week, Simplify Your Life Week, World Breastfeeding Week, and Gallup International Tribal Indian Powwow, Rock for Life Week, Satchmo Days, Sturgis Rally, Assistance Dog Week, Exercise with Your Child Week, Knights of Columbus Family Week, National Farmers Market Week, National Fraud Awareness Week, National Health Center Week, Stop on Red Week, Exhibitor Appreciation Week, National Bargain Hunter Week, National Psychic Week, although they should know that already, Old Fiddlers Week, Weird Contest Week, and for today it is Assistance Dog Day, National Psychic Day, Particularly Preposterous Packaging Day, Professional Speakers Day, Purple Heart Day, and Lighthouse Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, updated on the 4th. The title of it from Angela Ling says that businesses say they're benefiting from county's economic developer. Hunterdon County's economic developer spent his first months on the job visiting the business's owners to let them know they have an ally. Mark Salek said he has talked with about 80 local businesses owners to hear their concerns, struggles, and ideas. From those meetings, he has helped businesses connect with new clients, help solve bureaucratic issues, and just let them know he is glad they're here. I have definitely found that we have some outstanding companies here that no one else knows about, Salek said. Whether it's the geography of the county or lack of communication, Salek said many companies feel invisible. We don't know enough about the gems in our backyard, Salek said. We need to do a better job of finding out who's here. One of the gems Salek found in Hunterdon County was Integrated Clinical Systems. Located off of Route 12 in Frenchtown, not much of the international software company is easily visible to passing drivers. The company develops J-Review, a software used by pharmaceutical companies to track data during clinical trials. Eric Herbel, the president of the company, said 50% of their customers are based in the U.S. and the rest are in Europe and Asia. You don't often see or talk with your neighbors. I think that sort of extends in a lot of other ways. It's not so easy to get people together to be aware of who does what, Herbel said. We really believe there's a lot of hidden talent in the area. Events like Hack Hunterdon have helped uncover local tech talent and provided companies with an opportunity to network. Just down the road from Integrated Clinical Systems off Route 12 is another tech company Salek visited during his first months in Hunterdon. Zero Surge manufactures surge protection products used by individuals and large companies like Wendy's. Jim Manadio, the president of Zero Surge, said he has been trying to make some additions to their facility, but has trouble contacting the township to discuss local regulations. That's where Salek was able to help. He brought the official to us, so we were able to get our questions asked, and he taught us how to do different things. And then he followed through, which he is important, Menadeo said. Salek said part of his job is connecting businesses with local officials and facilitating conversations between them. My role is simply to go ahead and communicate effectively to the town, put the two together, Salek said. In Raritan Township, Radon Supplies, a company that supplies equipment for radon mitigation, was struggling to find the right connection to solve a signage problem with the township. Jan Fisher, national sales manager of Radon Supplies, said the company is located near a confusing intersection that wasn't clearly marked with signs. Customers told Fisher they have a hard time finding the company. We had actually called around a few times trying to figure out why the signage wasn't more clear, Fisher said. Salek initiated a meeting with Radon Supplies and learned of their predicament. Within a week, Salek connected them with the mayor and township officials. The meeting led to new signs being installed. Even more similar companies, Salek said many of them aren't aware of each other. Monthly meetings and the hackathon are some of the ways tech companies are starting to network and use each other to grow their businesses. With all the knowledge Salek has garnered from the months of visiting companies, he is able to serve as a link between companies. Amy Masters owns Dante Consulting, a tech marketing branding company in Pittstown. Masters said most of her clients are in New York City, but she wanted to find clients closer to home. I wanted to see if I could find a niche in my area, Masters said. Carpool World, a company in Highbridge, said connects people wanting to commute together, was looking to do some new marketing. Salek knew just where to send them. Through Salek's recommendation, Carpool World hired Masters to help with marketing, keeping at least one job in the county. A major part of Salek's visits has been to break down the county's reputation of not being business-friendly. With an aging and declining population, Salek said the county needs to change its reputation in order to draw younger families, new businesses, and businesses looking to expand in the county. We are slowly, company by company, beginning to turn around this reputation that we are not a business-friendly community, Salek said. Through this one-on-one business meeting, Salek is letting businesses know that he's here to help in any way he can. If you've got a company here, we want you to grow that company and understand you've got a partner in doing that. If you'd like to hear more from the horse's mouth, you can go to the archives under Hunting and Living and look at last week's episode. And our host, Suzanne Legay, had Mark Salek on the program. They talked for about 45 minutes. And Mark gave all those ideas and more. So go check it out. It's great to know that Mark is on our side. And that is good to know because we need some big help here in Hunter County. Vitamin C for today. All right, we're running a little late, so we need to get on to the investment update and find out what's going on in the investment world. Hang on. So Michelle Heidi is on vacay, and I wasn't able to catch up with Joe Patton today, so we'll do the investment and update on my own today, with help, of course, from the CNNmoney.com. So the Dow, the markets on Friday, closed pretty well. 66 points up on the Dow, 11 points on the NASDAQ, and S&P was up 4.67. Big moves. GoPro up 19.25%. Wow. 30-year bond at 2.27%. Oil's at $49.09. It's down at about 1% right now, and that's where it's sitting right now. The yen is at 110.82. Euro is at $1.18. Gold is $1,262. The Nikkei was up 104 points. London, the FTSE up 11.33. Hang Seng up 128.27. Germany, the DAX down 57. The biggest gainers, Newfield Exploration up 5.5. CF Industries is up 4.88. TripAdvisor 4.5. Devon Energy up 4.3. Macerich up 4.25. Viacom is down 13. Fluor, 8.66 down. Stericycle down 5.21. Milan, a pharmaceutical company, 5.13. Discovery Communications down 4.2. Oil was down 48.94. Gas, 2.78. Gold is 1,262. Silver's at 1,610. And corn's at 3.84. Over the last 3 months, the only sector that has struggled is energy minerals, and that's not even a struggle. It's at 2.22%. That's come up considerably. The best sectors, consumer durables up 7.97, technology services 6.96, electronic technology now is at 6.44. Now, those have come down. So you can see that the sector rotation has been going on, if you recall from past discussions. Looking at what is happening in the markets that you need to know for the opening, let's find out. Samsung is in the news. Prosecutors in South Korea's trial of the century have demanded a 12-year jail term for the country's highest-profile business leader, Lee Jae-yong. Lee, the de facto leader of Samsung, is facing charges of bribery and perjury. He's accused of playing a key role in the corruption scandal that led to the ouster of former president Park Geun-hye. Samsung shares trading in Seoul were down 0.3%. The UK consumer spending fell for a third consecutive month in July, according to a new report by Markit for Visa. Spending on transportation, communication, footwear, and clothing took the biggest hit. British consumers are feeling the squeeze of higher prices and uncertainty over the country's exit from the European Union. Britain's impending departure of the EU caused a steep drop in the value of the pound, leading to higher import prices and rising inflation. The pound was trading at $1.30 early Monday morning, 13% lower than the day of the Brexit referendum in June 2016. U.S. futures were higher on Monday, pointing to another day of gains on Wall Street. Fear and greed index is firmly in the greed territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 0.3 on Friday. S&P and the NASDAQ both gained 0.2. European markets were mixed on Monday. Marriott is set to release earnings after the close on Monday. The stock is up 27% so far this year. CBS is also scheduled to report after the closing bell. German industrial production fell 1.1% in June compared to the previous month, reversing almost all of the gains made in May. Still, the German economy is expected to grow strongly in the year. Coming this week, Marriott and CBS earnings today. Disney, CBS, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, and that's how you say it in France, report earnings, Chinese and German foreign trade data. American crude inventory data on Wednesday, U.S. productivity report, Milan, 21st Century Fox, earnings and Chinese inflation report. Thursday has Snap, Blue Apron, Nvidia, Macy's, Nordstrom, News Corp, and Kohl's. And on Friday, the U.S. inflation report, JCPenney, earnings. Looking at pre-market, we told you it's already up. Well, it's up 2.25 in the S&P, 31.09 in the Dow, 9.75 in NASDAQ. Big movers pre-market. Rockwell Collins is up 6.71. Marriott up 3.79. Delta Airlines up 1.68. Wells Fargo, wow, they've been taking a beating, but they're up 1.51 right now. Freeport McMoRan is up 0.9. Milan is down another 5. Verizon is down 0.74. Ford Motor is down 0.37. Gilead is down 0.22. We already told you about the foreign currencies, the foreign markets, and we already told you about commodities. That is the investment update. And we usually get help from Michelle Heide, but she's on vacay. We help with Joe Patton and Tony Clark, all from Patton, Heide, and Associates. They are some great folks who support not only the Chamber, Hunter Chamber Radio, but the Chamber itself, with Michelle being the chairperson of the board this year. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get good old Al War on the line. Hang on. You listen to Good Morning, Hunterdon. And we're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
当你出现在面前，我真的离你好远。对你的想念像一盏烛光，不见熄灭。再回 手在写年薪感情也能红。你有没有发现，当你出现在面前是你熟悉的笑脸，忘记了时间偷偷带我们绕了几圈，就好像你眨眼我依然在等候。你有没有看见，我想要知道会不会有一天，我已经知道爱
着。Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, it's time for Business with Al. Al Ward helps me out every Monday talking about businesses in Hunterdon County. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing all right. I'm waiting to hear about the tomatoes. How are they doing?
Well, with all this rain, they're doing fine.
You're going to have to bring them over to the Hunterdon County Fair and see if you can win the largest specimen over there or something.
I don't think they'd ever make it. I would eat them first.
Oh, man, who does not let any completely with all the truth. No way. No way. He's not going to let it go. All right. Awesome. Well, I'm glad. What else do you cook? What else do you grow over there?
Oh, a lot of herbs and a lot of potted plants as well as flowers.
Okay.
I don't do all that, and I think I told you I do blackberries. I've been picking blackberries for 2 weeks.
Okay, excellent.
But I don't grow as many vegetables as I used to. Yeah. I don't have any eggplant this year, and my peppers didn't do well, so I don't think I'm going to get any. But.
Oh, no. All right. I like peppers. They're good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we talk with you every week. What do you have for us this week?
Well, it's summertime, so I was concentrating on summertime getaways, which they can be far or they can be near or they can be all over the place. They can be just about anything you want it to be.
All right, I'm all ears. Where are we going?
You said you were going on vacation. Where are you headed?
I'm going back down to South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very neighborhood state of your home state there in Georgia.
Yeah, close by.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll be
South
down.
Carolina is a great place. I always loved it.
Yeah. Go right there, check out the ocean, and that's where I decompress for about a week.
There you go. You need it.
Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah.
But you can get away for a longer vacation, a few days a week or 2 weeks, whatever. Or you can do an afternoon, which can be just as relaxing, it seems to me. It always seems to me. I'm not a great vacation person.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've taken one vacation in my life.
Wow.
I went to Portugal and Spain for 2 weeks and enjoyed it. Great people, great history.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff going on over there, but I never went back.
I don't know what that...
Which says something. I was talking to Diane Gagliardo there in Flemington. She handles travel.
Okay.
And primarily for vacations. A lot of cruises that she can get you involved with.
Okay.
And cruise ships these days, they don't just go to the Caribbean. They go all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Which we talked about cruises to the Mediterranean and the Adriatic and Northern Europe and Asia, Alaska, great cruise trips to Alaska.
Oh yeah, yep.
The problem is, you can still book these cruises for the fall, but you really need 6 months in advance to book a cruise of your choice, because you can then get your choice of cabin and deck on the ship.
Right. Yep.
Which are important. If you wait till the last minute, you might get a better price, but you might not. She told me that the cruise ships they operate differently these days. They try to sell as many crews as possible well in advance.
Yes.
And the prices can fluctuate all over the place, especially as the date for sailing approaches, if they're not full.
Yep.
But it's still not too late, she said. October is National Cruise Month. I didn't know they had a month. But the cruise, they do a lot of deals in October.
For the next year. Well, that's
for the next year.
Yeah.
But you can still, the cruise to Alaska, which has always intrigued me. I have no idea why anybody would want to go and see an iceberg, but everybody is different. But the cruises to Alaska end in September because of the weather. Of course,
right.
Changes, seasonal changes. But mm-hmm. you can still book passage to Alaska for September if you're lucky. And those cruises can be along the coastline, the big ships along, but the smaller inland cruises or vacations, travel, would be more interesting to me. It's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
But you can go and see the totem bite, so you can fly in a helicopter and land on an iceberg, or you can fly above the Arctic Circle.
Yep.
You can pan for gold. You can do all kinds of things in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Big place.
Big place. And well, if you take Alaska and you put it on the U.S., it'll it overlaps it.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, when I was growing up, Texas was the biggest state, but no longer.
No, not even close. Alaska's fascinating, and to be honest with you, an iceberg when you're on it is, or a glacier, when you're on it, looks nothing more than your driveway with snow. But
have you been to
Glacier? I've been to Alaska, and but when you see an iceberg calving,
when they calve and
you are
falls into the ocean,
you learn very quickly that you are an insignificant part of the world.
Did you see any whales?
I did. I saw orcas. I saw orcas.
Yeah.
And the most intriguing three animals I've seen, puffins, which look like look like penguins,
yeah.
The sea otters, and
there's so many there, I suppose.
And we did the train ride up to Denali National Park, which was kind of cool.
Denali, yeah.
So very, very neat. I you know, for people that have, you know, live in New Jersey in the metropolitan area, it's a complete opposite of what you've experienced in the past, no doubt.
Well, that Denali National Park, I think, is bigger than the state of New Jersey, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's funny, you drive in there on school buses, reconverted school buses, and you're driving on dirt roads along a cliff, and you're just scratching the surface. You're just going into a very small boundary of the place just to see some of the breathtaking area. We did do a plane ride over the top and saw all the Ribbon rivers. So it was very, very neat. It's just, it was quite an experience.
Quite an experience,
yeah.
My oldest sister was a traveler, and she went to Alaska. In fact, we would get postcards from all over the world from her. Those were the days before the Internet.
Yeah.
We got postcards back from Alaska and everywhere else, Europe, all over, Middle East. She went all over.
Yeah, nowadays they would just send you a picture right when they're there, right?
Instantaneous.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon
Medical
travel,
Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Russian meddling in the elections is certainly a serious incident. We talked about it in the discussion we had with Minister Lavrov yesterday.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking to reporters about a meeting with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, regarding a variety of issues, including Russian meddling in the election. Tillerson said the Russia really didn't understand how serious the situation is.
And trying to help them understand just how serious this incident had been and how seriously it had damaged the relationship between the U.S., the American people, and the Russian people.
North Korea is threatening thousands-fold revenge on the U.S. over new U.N. sanctions. The country's media is calling the sanctions a frontal attack and a violation of sovereignty. North Korean finances and exports are being targeted in retaliation for the communist country's continued missile and weapon testing. USA Radio News.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com.